U2's Where the Streets Have No Name was blasted for the introductions, Finn the Orca riled up the crowd and Canucks alumni Kirk McLean, Jerky Lummy, Dave Babich and Darcy Rota were on hand to greet fans inside the Abbotsford Centre on Saturday, January 11. Vancouver Canucks night proved to be a big hit on and off the ice, with a season-high 6,005 fans jammed in the building and the Abbotsford Canucks earning a 4-2 win over the Henderson Silver Knights. Streets Have No Name still hits. At Abby Canucks should adopt this full-time pick. Twitter.com/P7YVDaxed. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, January 12, 2025. It was a success even if Abbotsford captain Chase Wouters had no clue about the significance of the U2 song to Canucks lore. The 1987 hit single was associated with some of the glory days of the Vancouver Canucks and for decades it was used as the anthem for playoff run introductions, including for last year's Nashville Predators opening round series. I didn't even notice it, to be completely honest with you, Wouters said laughing, when asked about the heart-pumping tune. Teammate Arshdeep Bains, a Surrey product and lifelong Canucks fan, was the complete opposite and was disappointed but not shocked that Wouters was unaware of the importance of the song. Yeah, that was cool, and to have the mascot out there, it was pretty cool, he said reflecting on the moment. But I expected that out of Chase. Puck dropped at the At Abbey Center as the At Abbey Canucks host at HS Knights. Missed the actual face-off because too many people. Feels like a big crowd tonight. Hashtag Canucks pick. Twitter.com/wiregum0wkng. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, January 12, 2025. The pair can afford to be a little loose after the Canucks swept Henderson and strengthened their playoff hopes with four more points after wins on Friday, January 10, and Saturday. Saturday saw forward Sammy Blais continue his solid play since returning to the lineup from an injury on December 20, and he opened the scoring with a power play goal at 19:17 of the first. Blais is now riding a three-game scoring streak and has points in five of his last six games. Blais on the power play scores, amazing camera work. Pick.twitter.com/ukuzmi5np. Ben Lipka. At Ben Lipka, January 12, 2025. Abbotsford controlled the first period and outshot Henderson 17-5. The Silver Knights tied the game up early in the second with a power play goal of their own, but Bains put the Canucks back up 2-1 after an individual effort at 14:58 of the middle frame. A beauty by Bains star struck. Pick.twitter.com/896QCRNV1G. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, January 12, 2025. Henderson again battled back to tie it up at 1:06 of the third, but Nils Amon found himself set up nicely by Linus Karlsson to score what would be the game winner at 5:15. Ty Glover provided some insurance at 13:02 of the third after Wouters made a great read forechecking down low and set him perfectly. Earlier in the third saw Glover drop the gloves with Henderson's Kai Utches, so he finished one assist shy of a Gordie Howe hat trick. How sweet is this? SwedenPick.twitter.com/9JPXCumit. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, January 12, 2025. Glover goes fourth double exclamation mark. Pick.twitter.com/CJX9VN2R. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, January 12, 2025. Abbotsford outshot Henderson heavily 41-23, with Artur's Silovs making 21 saves to earn his first all-win in this calendar year. Cole McWard had a team-high 6 shots for the Canucks, with Wouters recording 5. Wouters said the weekend was big, as the Canucks ended a 6-game losing streak and fought through recent struggles. During the year teams face adversity, so it was nice to come home, hit the reset button and get back to our brand of hockey, he said. So it was a fun weekend. Confremed. Lumberjacks greater than Knights double exclamation mark. Pick.twitter.com/42JDVR2TQW. Abbotsford Canucks. At Abbey Canucks, January 12, 2025. Friday saw the line of Carlson, Blaz and Ty Muller combine for 4 goals and 8 total points to guide the Canucks to a 4-1 win over Henderson. Carlson scored twice and Muller scored twice in the first 2 periods to give the Canucks a 4-0 lead by 15:34 of the second. The Silver Knights added a goal at 16:57 of the middle frame and Abbotsford locked the game down in the third for the win. Nikita Tolopilo made 29 saves for his 8th win on the season. Carlson and Muller recorded 3-point nights, while Blaz had 2 points. Muller suffered an injury late on Friday and did not play in Saturday's game. Night sleeping. Sleep well, Abbey fans. pic.twitter.com/ho8wjzcvv. Abbotsford Canucks, at Abbey Canucks, January 11, 2025. Reported attendance on Friday was 4,192. The Canucks maintain sole possession of 7th place and the final playoff spot in the Pacific Division after this weekend. The team's record now sits at 1-6-1-5-1-1. The Canucks remain home for games against the Ontario Reign on Tuesday, January 14, and Wednesday, January 15. The homestand wraps up with games against the San Jose Barracuda on Saturday, January 18, and Sunday, January 19.